chapter 2 of the book of Proverbs, beginning in verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We'll stop there with the reading. Interested in the verse 4, the beginning of that, if thou seekest her as silver. Seekest her as silver. Of course, we know Solomon, the wisest man in all the world that has ever lived, wrote the book of Proverbs. And yet, here in these few verses here in chapter 2, he is telling us how to obtain wisdom. Of course, it was granted by God, but in order to receive that wisdom, he had to obtain the wisdom. It just wasn't something that magically appeared to him. No, he had to ask for it, and he had to obtain it. And so he gives us, by way of introduction, how we are to find the wisdom of God. And some of you tonight may be in a place where you're just trying to find the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God for your life. Maybe you have some unanswered questions. Maybe you're just trying to find exactly what God wants you to do in his work and his will. And maybe you're trying to find God's will for your life. He gives us a great outline here of how we can do that. In verses 1 and 2, we find that we must secure the word of God. He said, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. He said, you have to secure the word of God. That means you have to get in the word of God. If you want to find out more about Jesus, get in the word. Because he said in the book of John, chapter 1, I am the word. So if we're going to find out about God and if we're going to try to obtain wisdom, then we have to secure the word of God in our life. We have to believe that the word of God is a fountain and a standard of wisdom and understanding. We also have to believe that it's alive and that it speaks to us. Aren't you thankful for the times in your life when you just needed a word from the Lord? And when you got that word, it refreshed you, it revived you. You know why? Because the word of God is alive. It's a living, breathing, it's the word of, it's Jesus Christ. You have to believe that it's alive and it speaks to you. You also have to hide the word in your heart. You have to cherish each moment that you hear the word of God. When you hear messages, you have to cherish those, because do you realize there are nations in this world that do not hear a gospel message? And so we're spoiled in this country because we have the word of God so readily available. But may we understand there are people that do not hear the gospel message of Christ. So every time you hear a gospel message, you need to cherish that, because it is a prized possession. And then we also have to apply the word of God to our hearts and to our lives. It's not as much as you have to hear the word of God, but you have to apply it to your life in order to gain that wisdom. So he says, if you're going to get the wisdom and knowledge of God, you have to secure the word of God in verses 1 and 2. And then you'll find in verse 3, he says, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. He says, not only do you have to secure the word of God, but you have to solicit God. He says, you have to ask him for it. Doesn't James say that if you want wisdom, if you lack it, just ask him? And there's nothing wrong with I heard people say, I don't want to ask God a dumb question. There's no dumb questions when it comes to God. No, there's no dumb questions whatsoever. Anytime you have a need, anytime you have a question, we have things readily available to us, commentaries. We have resources that we can go to, but there is no resource better than the word of God for the word of God, and to seek after God. If you lack understanding of the scripture, the best thing to do is pray about it. Ask God to say, Lord, what is this mean to me? How can I apply it to my life? We have to ask him for it. He won't just give it to us, but we have to ask him for it. You got to secure the word of God, and you have to solicit. You have to pray and seek it if you want it in your life. So he says you have to secure the word of God, and you have to solicit it to ask for it. And then here in our text verse, you have to seek it. It's to seek it. He says, if thou seekest her as silver. Now that's interesting that that Solomon would use that word in order to describe the Word of God and how we need to seek after it. But if you understand about seeking silver and dive into it just a little bit more, we'll find something very special, and that will relate to all of us. And we can look here, number one, we need to seek silver for salvation. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but silver is not readily found on the ground. It's not something that you can pan like gold. No, silver, you have to go into a pit. You have to go down into a mine, and you have to mine silver. And silver isn't just found by itself. No, there's other things surrounding that silver that has to be taken out of that in order for it to be pure silver. In fact, you'll find that the two main things that surround silver in a pit are arsenic and sulfur. And so that arsenic and sulfur has to be separated from the silver in order for it to be used. You say, Brian, what does that have to do with us in salvation? I'm so glad you asked. Because arsenic is poison. If you take it, you will die. So it represents death. Sulfur, we know that hell will smell like fire and brimstone. Brimstone has a smell of sulfur. So really what Solomon was trying to tell us, that just like his father David said, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a solid rock and established my going. Thank God Jesus reached down into the pit of sin and separated you from death and hell when he found you in that pit. Aren't you thankful tonight that thank God the arm of God isn't short, that when you were in sin's prison, when you were in the pit of sin, hallelujah, the Spirit of God reached down to where you were at and separated you, brought you up out of that pit and separated you from death and hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only do we see the pit concerning salvation, but we also see the price. The price. Of course, silver we know is used monetarily. It's used to pay for things. I found out something interesting. Pure silver is actually 99.9% pure. That's what they call pure silver, 99.9%. It's not really 100% pure, but it's 99.9%. If you're going to have pure silver, it has to be 99.9%. And people pay a high price to get that silver, to use that. And they'll pay high prices for pure silver. But may I remind you of something that was more precious than pure silver? It wasn't 99.9% pure blood. No. Because Peter said, you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish. His blood wasn't 99.9% pure. They say sometimes you'll find silver that's 99.99% pure at a high value, but you'll never find, hardly ever find, rarely ever find 100% pure silver. But thank God one drop of the precious blood of Christ, it didn't measure 99.9 or 99.999%, or you can go to infinite number of nines. No, thank God it was 100% pure blood. It had to be pure blood. Why? Because the price that was paid on the cross of Calvary was to purchase our sin debt. And aren't you glad that it did? Hallelujah. It paid it in full. Hallelujah. The price that was paid for salvation. Notice the permanence as well. The permanence found in the Word of God in our salvation. You'll find that the tabernacle in the Old Testament rested on silver sockets. Silver was used as the foundation for the tabernacle. Everywhere the tabernacle went, the foundation went with it. It served as a foundation for the presence of God. Thank God, aren't you thankful that according to our salvation, and if you want to know and you have the permanent solution for your salvation, it's found in here in the foundation of Christianity, and that's the precious Word of God. Aren't you glad for that tonight? I'm preaching pretty well, and you're just looking at me like a deer looking at a new gate, but not a deer looking at, that's not right. But anyway, you're just staring at me now, but this is good preaching. Maybe some of you don't appreciate being brought out of a pit and being saved, but I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad Jesus brought me out of a pit. He paid the price for me. And as long as I stick in his hand, hallelujah, I'll be saved eternally. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seeking silver as salvation. But notice this as well, seeking silver for shaping. For shaping. Silver is the most malleable and easiest metal to form into shape. What's Solomon trying to tell us, and what's the Word of God trying to tell us? That we must be moldable and malleable into the hands of an almighty God. If we want to find the wisdom of God for our life, young people, if you want to find the will of God for your life, it's imperative that you be as clay in his hands. That way when he molds you and makes you, he'll make you after his will. You may not understand everything going on the potter's wheel, but I promise you after he's done, it'll be a vessel worthy and worthy to use. Oh, I'm so glad for that tonight. Oh, the potter in Jeremiah 18, you'll find that he went out to the field and got the clay and put it on the potter's wheel, and he began to turn it and turn it and turn it. But the Bible says that the vessel was marred in the hands of the potter. It wasn't the potter's fault that the vessel was marred. The mar was in the pottery. Oh, but thank God he didn't throw it away, did he? He said he put it back on the wheel and he made it again another vessel. Hallelujah. And you'll notice every single step that the potter used, it was always in the potter's hands. Oh, that gives us good lessons tonight, folks. If we're going to be moldable and malleable and easy to form, you have to stay in the hands of the potter. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight? The potter will never steer you wrong. He'll lead you and mold you and make you after his will if we want to be molded, if we wanted to be made. The shaping in silver, the salvation in silver, but notice the spirit or the power in silver. Silver has the highest conductivity of any metal. They would use silver in circuits a lot more. They would use it in wiring, but it's so expensive, so they use copper. But silver has the highest conductivity of any metal known to man. It's used in solar panels to gain power. Oh, you don't understand what I'm preaching tonight, but I'm telling you, there's power in the Word of God. There is power in the Word of God. The highest conductivity of power is right here in the Word of God. I've never been in a place, I've never been so low that I couldn't find something in the Word of God that didn't bring me power, that didn't refresh me. No matter what I'm going through, I can find help in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Not only silver in the spirit with a high conductivity to give us power, but also we'll see it helps us with our problems. Silver helps us with our problems. The spirit helps us with our problems. Silver is found in x-ray film and x-ray machines. So in order to get a good look inside of you, silver has to be used to get a good look on the inside. Oh, some of you know where I'm going. Some of you are like, oh, where are you going? Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is quick and powerful, two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder. Here it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That means the Spirit of God knows when we're going through problems, and it can look down deep on the inside and see what's going on. Oh, aren't you glad tonight? Not only can it see what's going on, but it can help you with your problems. And Jesus Christ, thank God, he can look inside. Even though you're hiding it tonight, even though you may be wearing a mask, God sees what's going on the inside. The Word of God sees what's going on the inside. No matter what you're going through, it may be sin, it may be self, it may be storms. Thank God, God is there to help you tonight. Hallelujah. He can see on the inside. Not only do we see silver in salvation and shaping and spirit, but we also see it as a sanctifier. Silver is one of the main ingredients used in disinfectants to keep us clean, to keep things clean. I didn't realize that, but I got blessed thinking about that. Silver is a sanctifier. Now, when we're saved from a life of sin. And God has given us the Holy Spirit. Had a gentleman ask me today, he said, what do you believe? Do you believe that when you get saved, you get all the Holy Ghost? Or do you have to wait down the road and get a little bit more later? And I said, no, when I got saved, I got the Holy Ghost. I said, it was a few years later when I asked God to sanctify me holy that he got all me. Amen, that's good preaching right there. Some of you don't want to hear, that's all right. Our pastor's been preaching that the last few weeks, if you hadn't been hearing that. He has. Sanctifying yourself holy unto the Lord. And sanctifying power of God keeps us clean and cleansed away from the things of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And if you truly want the power of God in your life, you're going to have to live a sanctified life. You're going to live a life holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Somebody say amen right there. That's good preaching. Silver is a sanctifier. Give me, I got two more points, and you're saying thank God, but just give me two more points. We also see the sweetness in the silver. I did not realize this, but I found out that in some countries, silver is used in specialized confectionaries. Man, can you imagine a silver donut? I don't know how that tastes. What they do, some countries they actually use silver foil in some meals and some desserts, but silver is used. It's a high-priced donut, I guarantee that. But it's sweet. It's sweet. There's sometimes when I've read this word, and I felt like the psalmist when it said it's like honey from the honeycomb. Yeah. And when I read it, it just was sweet to my soul. And there's been times when it's been a little bitter, but just got a little bit of oil in it, right? And let it go down a little bit easier. Oh, the word of God, though, it's sweet to our soul. I'm telling you, those of you going through trials right now, those of you going through times of death and times of sorrow, you'll find that in these times, you'll find more comfort, not from people hugging you and saying, I'm praying for you, but you'll find sweet comfort in the presence and the power of God through his word. Hallelujah, because it gives us promises, sweet promise, sweet and precious promises that can help us in our lives. Finally, I want you to notice this, silver and soothing. Silver and soothing. Silver is used as an ingredient, one of the main ingredients for fighting infections. There's certain medicines that have silver in them that they put on bandages that'll help heal the wounds. I talked to a nurse the other day. She said, there's one medicine we use that will help, it has silver in it, that will help cauterize a wound. It'll help stop the bleeding. It'll promote the healing process. And I thought, praise God. Praise God for the precious word of God that soothes a soul, that binds up the wounds of those that are broken and hurt and bruised and battered. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that when I was bruised and battered, when the life of sin would come at you, I know I was saved at an early age, but as I got through high school, I did some things that I'm ashamed of, and I won't go into it, it's between me and God, but I'm ashamed of it. Left me bruised and battered and left scars in my life on the inside. But I'm so thankful that healing balm of Gilead that I went back to find rest and relaxation and comfort. And thank God that was there to help me. The healing power of the word of God. It's important to us, folks. It's there. But he said, you have to seek it as silver. You have to go and find it. It's not going to do you any good just sitting on your desk like that and not get into it. No. How many of you can testify? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass you. But in your heart, just think, if you go home, if I find your Bible, do I have to pick it up and go, I bet I don't do that to your phone. No, but I'm talking about the precious word of God. Young people, get into this as much as you can. Get into it now while you're young so you can remember it. Hide it in your heart. Because there'll be times when you're going to need it. You may not need it right now. Everything's been provided for you. But there's going to be times where you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray for your bills to be paid. You're going to have to pray for food on your table. There's going to be times when you're going to have to pray for healing in your body and healing for your family. And hey, guess where you're going to need to go? The word of God. And when you get it in your heart, hallelujah, it can soothe a thirsty, satisfy a thirsty soul. Aren't you glad for the word of God tonight? Most of all, for those of you that don't know the Lord as your Savior, hallelujah, it's the only way to get to heaven, through and by the door of Jesus Christ that can be found in the Word. What do you need him to do for you tonight? Many of you tonight, there were dozens that raised your hand that you had a need. I'm going to ask you, would you seek her as silver? Would you come tonight and seek the face of God? whatever it needs, direction, wisdom, going through a storm, whatever it is, this altar should be lined. If you have a need tonight, come, give it to him. Let him help you. Let him soothe you tonight with his precious spirit. Let's be standing. Let's be standing tonight.